the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Music, sex topics, and so forth. I got my man Wick rolling with me tonight. What's up, dog?
What's good, Tom?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it. Ah, what's up, LaFonda? How you doing?
I'm good.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much.
You kind of early tonight?
I know, because I'm off. Today is my first day off in a while.
Must be nice.
Okay. Must be. But all right,
no,
you got people
stay up for the game.
You got a what?
I said I got to stay up for the game.
That TV show?
Yes.
Oh, it's back on?
Yes, it is.
I'm all lost on that shit. I ain't seen that shit so long.
I don't watch that shit. But we got
y'all
people that y'all want to. For the people that's listening, if you want to join the conversation, you got to push one. All right, before we get going, I got to talk about Blue Nash, whatever the fuck the little girl name is. That's not their baby. I don't think that's her baby.
Oh, you talking about, man, that's Kanye West's baby, man. That brown, I see the brown baby they showed online.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's JC's kid, but I don't think Beyonce carried that baby.
Okay.
I think they had somebody carry the baby for him.
Really? Y'all finna really have a conversation about this? Like, do
it
really matter if it's his baby or not? Like, seriously, she had to be her baby. It's just done.
She was never pregnant.
Somebody said
she
had one of them
pregnant.
Fake stomachs. You never seen her with no bikini on with her showing her baby stomach.
What if she was never pregnant? She wasn't pregnant. Somebody they paid somebody to carry that baby for them. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Well, like I said earlier. We got people listening, so if y'all want to jump in, press one, and I'll bring you in.
I guess she couldn't sacrifice her own flesh and blood, then I got some eggs she can sacrifice. You know they say she about to do.
Let's bring Lucius in. What's happening?
Not much.
No. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it could be their baby. They could have had Sarah and Carrie. It could be her egg and his son, and they had someone carry it for them. But why do you think she didn't carry it herself?
Because she was a star. Ooh, what's up with all that background? Okay, there you go. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's good?
What's up,
Waylo? Not much. Chilling.
Now, you tell me, you think that woman carried that baby?
Why is she having a conversation about this?
That ain't her baby. I told you, that's Kanye's baby.
I don't think it's Kanye's baby. No, I don't think it's going. And what's this song? Is the baby? They said the baby made a song. The mother would have heard that.
The song.
They said the baby got a song on the charts right now.
Oh yeah, that's the internet thing. Yeah, picture of the baby supposed to be crying. I don't know. I can't even explain the shit.
All right. Well.
Yeah, it's a baby crying in the background on the song.
Really?
That's how the baby in the song.
I guess. That makes money, I guess. All right, let's jump into a topic. And before I jump into mine, does anybody got something they want to get off the chest?
You echoing, Father Ty.
Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest before we get into this topic? This is my man, Kaz.
What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going down?
Oh, we just trying to get it jumped off, man. LaFonda don't want to talk about Blue Nile, so we're going to move on.
She didn't want to talk about who?
Ain't no point
you
in talking
about Blue
Nile.
So we just going to move on. You know, the alleged baby of Jay-Z and Beyonce? I don't think
don't
she carried
nobody
the baby,
care.
But
it's not relevant.
Man, don't nobody give a fuck about that damn baby.
It is relevant.
To who?
She didn't carry that motherfucker.
If we're going to talk about a baby, let's talk about the baby that Billy and Darwin was supposed to have and we found out it's Trey Woody's baby. Really?
No, we ain't going to talk about all that shit.
Exactly.
I think we got Janine here. Hold on, y'all. Hold on a second. I think we got Janine. Is this Janine?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, Janine?
Not that much.
What's on your mind, sweetheart?
Oh, nothing. I'm just eating on my chocolate. Licking
Wait a
minute, you know, I have to lick the cream out the middle, the white creamy filling.
Wait a minute, hold on. What the fuck is she eating again? Man, I can't hear her. What the fuck is she eating again?
Something chocolate with cream filling, man.
Exactly.
I got some chocolate with cream filling, too. I got a big old Twinkie for you.
Oh, wow. All
right, check this out. Do anybody got anything they want to get off their chest right quick? Anybody?
Yeah, I got the chocolate Twinkie that she got. She can lick the filling out of.
Oh, wow. Who is that in your way?
Oh, you know who that is. I'm the host of this show.
Oh, damn. Your voice sounds totally different. That's why I was like, who is that?
Fonda,
my bad.
All right, well, I don't think she want to talk about your creamy feeling, dude. So, we gonna I don't know. Well, I don't know. Let me ask her. Janine, you got a response?
Oh, I'm making some creamy feeling right now. If you want to bring some cream, more creamy feeling over here, he can do that.
That's what I'm talking about, see? You talking about she don't want to lick my creamy feeling. Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, because I don't spit out. I swallow.
That's what I'm talking. Hey, we're going to get this show started already.
Wow.
My fault, dog. You know what? You the host for tonight, dog. My fault, man. What was you talking about again, dog? I'm sorry.
No, man, I got a question. I got a question for Janine, right? So, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it taste like what they just ate? That's what I heard.
Yeah, it do.
So you can tell what a motherfucker just ate?
I mean, if you just sitting it in your mouth and really tasting it, I mean, the dick be so far back in my throat, it just go down, shit.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. She just take it straight back.
Wow. Damn.
Hey. Fox 9, he ready to pull that motherfucker back.
Hey, man, but like I said earlier, we got people listening, so if y'all want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. All right, go ahead, man.
Wow. I just want to say happy birthday to my baby. Go to bed, Gucci. My sister, I'm not playing with him, but happy birthday and go to bed.
How old is your baby?
Huh?
How old?
He's 7.
Okay. And what's his name again?
Gucci.
Gucci.
Y'all, this is not for the clown, my baby name. That's not today. I didn't heard nothing today.
How did you come up with that name? How did you come up with that name?
I knew he wasn't going to be my brother.
I was back in the day named DaVucci.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's where the name came from, right?
No. Because it's not spelled like that.
Okay, it might not be spelled like that, but other than that damn outfit, what in the hell did you find that name DaVucci? Leonardo?
Something like that.
Oh, so you named him after a great painter or something?
Yeah.
You're a damn liar. Stop lying.
Is he a junior?
No. His father name is Timothy.
DaVucci didn't come out to the 90s.
Okay. Everybody say hi to Sunshine. She ain't pushing one, but I'm recognizing her since she said I'll be bullshitting all the time. Hi, Sunshine. Push one if you want to join us. All right, let's jump into this, man. I got a question. This is for the ladies and the guys. Would you date somebody for status?
You say
what? What's that supposed to mean?
Because of their status. Would you give somebody a chance because of their status? Like, okay, he ain't got a car, he ain't got his own house. Would you date him? Or her?
I mean, so what do they get if they ain't got none of that?
Right, they ain't got no house, they ain't got no car, they're homeless.
they could be staying with their mama or something. You know what I mean?
But you're staying
with their
mama. I mean, what type of status?
You got a job?
That's what I'm saying.
They got a job, right?
I'm just saying. Let's just go off of status. You know what I'm saying? Like your last name, shit like that. You know what I mean? Like me, I wouldn't date nobody because of their status. I wouldn't date nobody because they got their own house or their own car or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I would just date a person because I like them. You feel me? But some people won't date
so
you ain't got no
that,
status.
So you saying that a female having her own is not a turn on more than a female, like, who stay with her mama or ain't got a car, ain't got no job, on welfare. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, she ain't necessarily got to be on welfare.
I'm just asking. It ain't got nothing to do with that at all.
No, not for me. If I like you, I like you. I don't care what you got. I mean, I appreciate what you can bring to the table, but I don't care what you got. You know what I'm saying? Your status doesn't mean anything to me.
So you ain't looking for no female that can at least try to better herself.
You a good guy, Charlie Brown.
No, I'm serious, man. I'm serious. Because you got some people. Okay, now I brought this up for a reason. Somebody told me that because I'm happy with my job, that they wouldn't date me.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my job is beneath them. You know what I mean?
Did you get a job?
Right.
Do the person got a job?
I don't even know. I have no idea if they got a job or not.
Well, she's saying her job.
Do you care?
Above yours.
Huh?
So she's saying her job is above your job. That's what she
no,
was saying.
No, my job is beneath her.
Yeah, so hers is above.
She said just because he's happy with his job,
he's a bum.
He can't fuck with, you know, he's a bum.
Right. Right.
You a bum-ass business.
Right.
Evidently,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supposed to be wearing a three-piece
saying,
suit to work every day.
Evidently, she's saying she must have a good job or something. I don't know. What does she do?
I don't know what she do.
Okay, wait a minute. How you don't know what she do, but she saying her job is above yours?
I'm saying that's what she told me.
Did
okay,
she have
exactly.
A red
bottom? Tell me what the hell she does for a living then.
Did she have a red bottom? Get that far.
No, did she have on red bottoms?
I can't hear that.
I said, did she have on red bottoms?
Red bottoms? What the hell is red bottoms?
It's some shoes. It's some, you ain't never heard the song by Trina called? Really?
No, I haven't. But that's what I'm talking about. Would you date somebody that say some shit like that to you?
Hell no, I cut that bitch out.
Oh, damn.
Exactly. So, see, she all about her status.
Don't be sitting there trying to act like you better than me because your job, you might make a little bit more money than me. And damn sure don't try to act like you better than me if you ain't got more than me.
I was about to say, she probably don't got a job.
You don't want to talk to a female that makes more money than me in your way.
Shit, I ain't got to talk to a female to make more money than me.
Okay, yeah, you, because you man enough to handle it. But some men are not man enough to handle it.
Okay, hold on, man, before you respond, dog. We got a new caller. This might be her. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Oh.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up? Who this?
This is Jay West, one of the new artists that's up and coming.
Okay, what's up, bro?
What's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
Maintaining. So,
okay,
where you from, right. Man? You from the G?
Yeah, I'm from Gary, Indiana, from the west side of Glen Park.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I never
yes,
heard it said like that, the west side of Glen Park.
Yes, sir.
So, what you doing now? What you working on? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Actually,
what can I see yet?
You know what? Actually, we got a couple of shows that's coming up for the next couple of months. So a lot of them will be at the waterfront. And a lot of them will actually be out in Chicago. I'm actually putting out my second mixtape called Straight Jacket Music 2. It's the sequel to the very first one that's also dropping on the 26th of this month. So we got a lot going on. You know, my whole crew, you know, they working on their solo projects and all of that. And I also got the actual album that I'm putting together that's coming out in July on the 13th called Westworld. So something to look forward to.
Okay, now, are you on a label or are you independent?
We independent.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the difference between independent and being on a label?
independent, you're a little more. Independent to me, you're a little more free to do whatever it is that you want to do. You really don't have to be, to me, like a yes man to somebody that's over you for the most part. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all still got to answer to somebody. You know what I'm saying? But that's, to me, that's the difference between the two. You know, it's a little more freedom doing your own independent thing versus, you know what I'm saying, being with somebody that's controlling the situation for the most part.
Okay, now would you ever think about getting on the label?
You know what, that actually wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't bother me now whatsoever, you know, because my whole camp, everybody understand, and so everybody know what they got to do to get to where they need to go. So it most definitely wouldn't be an issue with none of us at all. You know what I'm saying? This is a conversation that we all had a bunch of times, many a times, you know what I'm saying? So that's not an issue in that department at all.
Okay. Well, we do happen to have the president of a label on the show.
Okay.
Just wait low.
Okay.
Wait low, you still with us? I guess Waylo stepped away.
Okay.
You heard like any questions from my man Jay?
You said, did I do what?
I said he heard LaFonda was on the phone. That's why Waylo stepped away.
And so what? Can we continue to step away?
I'm just saying.
I ain't do nothing to him.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jay West, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
All right, man. Hey, when it comes down to doing that music, man, I mean, what? I mean, how do y'all like you say your whole camp? I mean, how do y'all cipher? Like, okay, well, this artist gonna come out first. This artist gonna come out second. How do y'all go about that? I know everybody want to be the first one out the gate. So how do y'all cipher? Like, okay, who come out first?
Okay, you know what? This may sound kind of lame, but at the same time, it's true, and this is something that we always stuck by. Real talk, this is no lie. We normally will take a quarter and flip it, and whoever wins, that's the person that goes. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is supportive of that person and putting all their effort and energy into whoever the person is that's going first. Like, for instance, around this time last year, one of my label mates named J. Wright General, he went first. So he pretty much put out his mixtape called Good Dreams But Shattered Thoughts. And then after that, I went after him for the most part. And then he just put his most recent one out just this past November called The Phoenix. And it was pretty much the same thing, you know. And then we flipped again. And then another label mate, he got for December or something like that. He got it for December. And then I just happened to fall in the back burner for this third time. And then we actually have some new talent that we just linked up with that's coming after me. So for the most part, like I said, it sounds kind of lame, but that's normally how we do it. We just figure out, like, okay, well, we'll flip for it. And whoever it is, we just put all that time, effort, and energy into that particular artist, you know. And then we just pretty much go hard the whole time in the studio, helping this individual do whatever it is he needs to do, promote him, book shows, do whatever it is we need to do to push that person.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I'm back, yo.
Oh, all right.
That's Waylo, man. Step aside because...
Oh, hey, Waylo, LaFonda on the phone, so don't say too much.
Cut up. Y'all got one nerve.
Y'all still on that bullshit?
Well,
no,
hey,
Waylo,
I don't have a
quick
problem with him.
Waylo, I'm in the G, dog. So, hey, can we do that interview tomorrow?
Yeah, where you at?
Said I'm in the G right now.
All right, sure. What time tomorrow?
I don't know. What works for you?
Should 6, 7-ish.
Ah, goddamn, man.
I'll see what time I get. Shit, you know what? I get off early tomorrow around about 3 or so.
Okay, bet.
So
I'll
hit you up when I get off.
Okay, bet.
Stupid ass phone.
All right, now, wait a little. My man Jay West say they independent. So
yeah,
tell
Jay
him,
West?
Yeah, his name Jay West.
Oh, shit. That's my man's name, dude. Jay
Wright. Okay.
You did a show with us at the Prestige, ain't it? Right, right. Yep. Yeah, I know. Oh, okay, so y'all already linked up there. Yeah, they did a show with us at the Prestige that we was having. I think we brought out the party boys at the time, ain't it? Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, sure did. Yeah. My world is geared, I guess that's what you gotta expect. But anyway, I'm gonna get off gears.
Now, anybody got any questions for my man Jay West? Know anything about the game, the rap game? And man, what goes on in the studio, man, other than music?
For the most part, you know what I'm saying, everybody just, you know, got a good sense of humor, you know what I'm saying? It's always a good thing when we always in the, you know, everybody in that smoking, everybody in that drinking, but for the most part, even though we, you know, BS around and that we always make sure that we get done what we're trying to accomplish, you know what I'm saying, because that's first and foremost. Then all the other stuff comes afterwards or whatever. But I look forward to it every time, and I know they always look forward to getting in the studio, so it's always a good thing when everybody linked up in the, even if it's just two of us that's in there, you know, it's always love.
That's the Obama answer. I want the Uncle Luke answer.
I want the Uncle Luke answer, not the Obama answer. He wants to hear the titties and ass stories in the studio. That's what he's looking for.
That's what I want to hear.
Nah, for the most part, we be focused. Well, you know, somebody, they may come through a blue moon or something like that, but for the most part, you know, just work, me and party later, you know what I'm saying, so.
So why you in the booth? The producers on the boards, ain't nobody getting broke off.
It may be. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, one minute they'll be there, the next minute it's something different. So, you know what I'm saying? But see, it's a whole other section for it. So, like, as far as an actual booth go and when the producer's doing what he do, you know what I'm saying? We just focus when it gets to that point. Now, whatever else is going on around that point in time, you know what I'm saying, that's off somewhere else on something else, you know what I'm saying? So, but when we get in the booth...
Jay West, your woman must be listening.
Nah, she ain't listening. I'm just the focused person when it comes to the music for the most part. Nah.
All right, man. I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you. Somebody going to give me the damn Two Live Crew answer, though. Somebody going to give me the Two Live Crew answer. I know it ain't all about the music up in there, man. I done seen some of them Tupac videos, the uncut version, naked girls running around the motherfucking studio.
Right.
Come on,
right,
man.
Well, fuck that, man. We got to get a Sin City version. We got to get a Sin City. Hey, you know what, Waylo?
What up?
You shoot videos, man.
Yes, sir.
Me and my man Father Time, we want to get a video shot down. We on rap, but shit. You know what I'm saying? You put a cold ass beat behind us with some naked females. Make the video work.
Hey, we got some shit jumping off. Hardy doing a strip club song. So, hey, I give you a heads up when that pop off.
Oh, definitely.
For sure, because I want to come to the video shoot.
Oh,
you know what?
It's going to be bananas.
Yeah, I'll make a trip for that.
Oh, shit. Everybody invited.
Yeah, right. He ain't gonna make no trip.
Shit. Naked girls strip up. Shit, I'm there, bro. All day long. Mouth wide open. Clobbing and everything.
See,
rolling up a lip.
Right about nine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he lay him clean out.
I would hit the sound bite right now, but I'm rolling around the G, so I can't. I ain't got the computer in front of me. I sure hit that. Because this city likes too much for you, dog. We have to send you back to the country.
Hey, I'm telling you, we get enough, and we run out that damn strip club, and it's just people that we let in there. It don't be other motherfuckers that be in there. It just be the crew. And, you know, some of the homies from the crew or whatever. Well, once I'm getting out of them doors locked, hey, shit gets crazy. Right.
So what you're saying is the strippers already paid for, right?
Yeah.
That don't mean you can fuck, though. I don't think you can fuck.
Oh, wow.
When I hit the
door. You still got to pay for your extracurricular activities. That is not included in this.
Oh, I thought all that was included.
No,
it's
still
silly, man. We VIP. We're supposed to be VIP.
Yeah,
VIP.
He was coming.
Hey, I'll put some money on your books.
There you go. Because when I get it, I'm telling every stripper in there.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
You can't be taking weak words, man. You can't be using weak words.
I know, my bad. All right, y'all, check this out. We're gonna go into a song right quick. This is this song called Money. It's by the Cardinal Syndicate. Check it out. I thought it was kind of tight, so check it out.
Hey.
It's all about the Midwest.
Nah. Motherfuckers know about what money do, you know what I'm talking about. Money is a motherfucker powerful thing, and plus it's the ruler of all evil. But a lot of you motherfuckers don't know what money do. Money make a bitch turn motherfucker tricks, you know what I'm talking about. Money make a nigga hit the road and go hard, get it in, that's just what it is. Money, the world go around. Money, the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move them in, move them out. Money, make the world go around. Money, make the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move them in, move them out.
I've been stacking money since I was a little nigga. I got a little older, my paper got thicker. I'm on the mission trying to borrow, cause I'm about business. And if I was to ever fall, then I'm back tipping. For instance, in the morning when I'm waking up, a breath of fresh air, smelling money like vapor. I know it's a weakness, therefore I'm never taking it. Fuck bitches, wanna be a boss, get your paper up. My flow is unique, it's so universal. I'm on point time and it's perfect, just like a curfew, yeah. I'm a street nigga. So it's nothing on earth. You Cardinal Syndicate or nothing. Bitch, talk to my circle, okay. A couple shots of that purple got me leaning like a dead rose in the garden. But regardless, I'm an artist. I knock your meat off your bones like barbecue. When I put that on my dead uncle grave, garlic you.
Money, the world go around. Money, the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move them in, move them out. Money, make the world go around. Money, make the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move them in, move them out.
You pay me, I'm all about them dollars and cents. Green paper, big faces, so you know they on print. New car, fancy home, man, a nigga on plush. C-notes, 50 balls, and then God we trust. I swear half you niggas killing me. Man, make that money, so I need that artillery. I hope you niggas feeling me. 100 soldiers move like a centipede. Here's the recipe. Never will I part until the death of me. First to meet you, a thorough-ass team full of killers and hustlers. Go-getters, gorillas, our models don't trust none. Big guns, get the job done. Cardinal Syndicate, Goon City, and we bar none. Like a perfect incision, yeah, I got it perfectly vision. Money over bitches, so you know it ain't nothing with it. Unless it's got some rubber bands on it. We get that rock, boy. I gotta put my hands on it. All my niggas stand on it.
Money, the world go around. Money, the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound. Move them in, move them out. Money, make the world go around. Money, make the world go down. Money, nigga switch town. This shit is boiling down. Move them in, move them out. Hey, big paper, got a nigga living righteous. My money talk for me like I only speak in Spanish. And when it come to getting guap, I keep a cannon. That green money make a chick wanna take off a panties and get nasty. But me, I'ma grind to get it. This the life that I'm living, fuck it, I gotta admit it. That I'm addicted to the streets and what's all in it. Bitch, I'm about winning, eating like it's Thanksgiving. We swimming in the pool of money, then dry off with a bag of money. I mean a bag of honey.
A nigga stay blunted, cup filled up, trying to stunt hard for these bitches. Fuck it, but fuck them. Money over bitches, and I'm real to the bone. I ain't never snitching, so y'all miss me. I'ma chase fast money, but know this, you ain't shit without cash money. Money, 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 the world go around. Money, 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 girl go down. Money, 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 nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move me and move them out. Money, money, make the world go around. Money, 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 make the world go down. Money, 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 nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move me and move them out. Money, money, make the world go around. Money, money, make the girl go down. Money, money, make the nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move me and move them out.
Money, money, make the world go round. Money, 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 make the nigga switch town. Get a brick in the pound, move with me and move with mine. All right, y'all, we back. That's Money by Cardinal
Syndicate. Now, Jay
West?
Yes, sir.
Send us some tracks, man, and we're playing for you, bro.
Okay, okay, cool, cool. I got you. Most definitely not a problem.
You can go to our website. It's called sandcity.spruce.com, spruz.com.
Okay.
Put you some videos on there, everything, man. Make your page. Drop some tracks.
Okay. I most definitely have a couple of bangers for y'all, so that's not a problem at all.
Send them, man, and we're playing. We all about the Midwest.
Okay, cool, man. I thank you and appreciate y'all for having me on today, man.
Hey, no problem, man.
Okay.
It's all greedy,
okay.
Baby.
All right, cool.
You ain't got to go now. You know, you can hang
yeah.
out with us, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. It's all good.
Now, let me ask you, do you date women for status? Do you date for what she can do for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, fam.
Would you date a woman for what she can do for you?
not really. I'd be lying if I just said 100%, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, for the most part, you know, I do my own thing or whatever. Now, if she gonna do, you know what I'm saying, then it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't looking for nobody to, you know what I'm saying, do all that or whatever. But at the same time, I ain't gonna stop you either, so...
All right, now let me ask you and Waylo a question, since both of y'all in the game.
Okay.
How do you tell who's out to get you and who's down for you as far as females go? How you pick them out?
You go first.
Me myself personally, what I do is I look out for the people that I normally see on the norm, and the people that show, you know, love and support. On the norm for the most part, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it could be something just to, you know what I'm saying, bandwagon or something like that or whatever, or maybe something could pop off or whatever, and it could be a mirror picture for somebody. But, you know, I just look at the people that have been cool and been having my back since before I had even jumped into the whole thing. And those same people from back then are still here and relevant to this very day. Now, when new people come along, you know what I'm saying, that's one thing and another. But, you know, I always keep it 100 with the people that was there for me, and they always do the same for me.
Okay. All right, what about you, Waylo? How do you pick them out?
If they come to you with their own drink. If she come over there where you at and she say you got a fifth or something, and she trying to get a drink, and she just over there for that drink, then that's how you distinguish the two. Well, she come over there with her own drink, you know, she show genuine interest, then don't let her in.
Now, see, LaFonda, you should have went to the liquor store first. LaFond, are you still with us? I guess LaFond stepped away for a second, y'all. we'll come back to LaFond.
Oh,
now, what about
my bed.
Don't worry about it.
What was the question?
It was no question. It was a comment.
What was the comment?
I don't remember.
Right.
It was a response to what somebody else said, and your name just came up. That's all. Don't worry about it. What? Nothing bad.
I ain't too much worried about nothing me and Bed said about me because I didn't hear it all today.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked him. What's your answer? How can you tell when a man's out to use you?
Most of the time, you can't really tell. It's just a feeling you get. I don't know. It's like a woman's intuition also. It's a feeling you get. I know it's a feeling I get when I just know a man on some bullshit and he ain't finna handle his own.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Janine. Janine, how do you know?
You know when you feel that you're giving more than what you're getting in return. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I didn't respond right away. It won't happen again. I apologize.
Did you hear me, man?
You said that like she meant. Did you hear what I said? Sorry, goddamn. Okay, what about you, Lucius?
Huh? You talking to me now?
Yes, I am.
It's kind of hard to say. It's just, you know, if you're doing everything and they not putting forth nothing, you know. If you feel like, you know, if you're putting forth all the effort and they're not doing anything, then, you know, you're getting taken for a ride.
All right.
Not that kind of ride.
Oh, wow. Y'all would let y'all here go there.
Yes, they did.
All right. What about you, Wick?
I don't know. I think males don't look at that as much as females do. You know, we more looking at the ass and anything else before we start figuring out what she can do for us.
That's a lie, also. That's a little bit of a lie.
The first night you meet a chick, we ain't going up to her trying to get a drink for her. We trying to fuck. Now, female, she trying to get the drink and see what more she can get. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying all now. I'm just going by what I've been seeing in the club.
Shut the fuck up! Did I say? No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Truth hurts.
Wow.
That's the truth, dog. That truth hurts. I didn't agree with nothing you just said, bro.
Well, you don't go out either.
Well, I go out every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if a female approaches you and say, buy me a drink, what you going to say?
I have no problem with the first one. But what about 2-3 more after that?
That's why you go when it's 2-for-1. You ain't got to worry about that second one, because the second one was free. Dan got 2-for-1s down there, right? Y'all got 2-for-1s down there, right?
You said Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-for-1s, huh?
Right. So now, Matt, what's your argument now, sir? If you want another 2-for-1, then you got a problem?
I went to the club down there. Niggas was trying to fight, and bitches was saying who was going to buy them drinks.
I'm just saying, I wasn't there by myself. That's just what I saw.
What club was this?
And I didn't say that comment. Somebody else said that comment before I even thought of it. Cass.
What was the name of the club you was at?
What was the name of that damn club? I want to say Prestige for some reason, but that's not the name.
That's the damn name.
Oh, no, you have good time at the hole.
Who
from the best bar?
At the hole?
Is the hole still open?
Nah, they lost their liquor license, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. That was the old school spot right there.
Nah, I'm going to tell you the old school spot in Gary was Frank's Place. You couldn't beat Frank's Place. Ain't nobody ever been to Frank's Place but me.
What's that one on Fifth Avenue? Zanzibar.
Oh, I ain't never been there. Come on now, somebody got to speak up for Gary. Because y'all know I could do some Gary bashing around this motherfucker.
Why would you want to do a thing like that?
Hey, Gary is not... I ain't never had nothing positive happening in Gary except my daughter being born. That was it. That was it. But I am from there, so... You know, I try not to say nothing bad about Gary.
Should I be the person that Gary need a damn enema?
An enema?
And he can stick a big asshole in Gary's ass and wash all this bullshit out.
Hey, wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wow. All right, let me go back to LaFonda, y'all. I got to ask LaFonda about something. I saw you had a post on there talking about your baby daddy. I just got to ask a question. Why would you put his business out there like that? On Facebook, of all places. No answer? LaFonda?
What was the question?
What was the question?
I am...
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
You know... What was the question? I'm so serious.
Well, hold on. I'll come back to you. Let me bring in Sunshine. Hi, Sunshine. How are you?
Hey.
All right. Everybody say hi to Sunshine with a Y.
Hey.
What's going on, baby?
Oh, oh damn thing.
Okay. All right. Got the host back with us, y'all. Scraggle like a dog.
What's up, dude? You're ripping and running right now, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm ripping and running.
Just let me know, man.
Streets slick as fuck out there, bro.
Huh?
Say, them streets slick as shit out there.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So y'all, the city didn't buy no salt?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Now, why do you think Gary gonna talk the street? Come on, now.
So I would like to have Cass email so I can ask her what the fuck was she said she was gonna do. You ain't did shit.
Right, y'all got a new mayor.
Fuck that new mayor. Tell her I said it.
Well, I'm not
just
reading no more, bro. I ain't tripping.
I just read the Post Review and that Gary's trying to bring a casino.
Who?
A
casino. They got a casino.
In the city? In the city.
It's on the harbor. You talking about that land-based casino?
Yeah.
Nah, they ain't going to put that casino out here. Not many people going to get robbed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I read they she really pushing for it. She really pushing for it. I read
she needs to push
that
damn snowplow down the street. That's what she needs to push.
Hey, y'all voted it in, man. That's what
I ain't
voting
for. Tell I said it.
Careful what you say. You know Obama signed that law. She fuck around and send the goddamn passport to get your ass.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I ain't worried about it.
All right, check this out. I read this article. This is for the ladies. I read an article the other day. And y'all tell me which one fits y'all. This is what a woman wants from a man. Okay? Y'all ready? Now, this is the woman talking. She said, my relationship has to have, and y'all tell me if y'all agree with this. Her relationship, she wants to be wooed, and she needs the romance. True or false?
True.
For the lady.
True.
Okay. She need a man who's generous in every way.
Not true.
Okay, who say not true?
I do. You don't have to be generous in every way. I mean, at some point, it's going to be 50-50. Now, in the beginning, when we go on the first day, I think a man should pay. But, no.
It's nothing wrong with a man being generous in every way, as long as you being generous in every way.
But if she only wanted one end, then that ain't going to work. Because at some point, she's going to feel like he can use.
Okay, so the father say he don't have to be generous in every way. Sunshine, you're saying he should be. What about you, Janine?
I feel like if I'm generous, he should be just as generous, I guess.
Okay.
Exactly.
But he didn't say it like that. He said that a woman thinks a man should be just generous. That's just it.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
The article says, the woman says, I need a man who is generous in every way.
It didn't say that a woman should be generous, too. It just said a man should be generous.
It's talking about from a woman's point of view how she wants her man to be. I want my man to be generous in every way because I'm generous in every way. I don't need no half-ass motherfucker that's not going to give to me the way I'm giving to him. So I want my man to be generous in every way.
Period.
There you go.
Damn.
Okay. We understand.
Hey, go to church, girl. Go to church. She don't went to church.
Lucius, do you agree or not?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right, now we know y'all. Here's the next one. This is the woman's point of view. As I get older, I want someone who genuinely cares about me. Yeah or nay?
True.
Yeah.
True.
So everybody's down with that. They want somebody who cares about them when they get older.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I got two more for y'all. This is the woman's point of view. I need to feel true chemistry with him.
What?
True.
True.
You need to feel what?
Chemistry.
True chemistry.
Yes.
LaFonda?
You said what?
Say what again? Say what? One more goddamn time.
Well, somebody keep crackling bags and stuff in the background and we can't hear.
I cannot hear. I didn't hear nothing. You just I'm so serious.
Okay, LaFonda. Listen.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions and I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay. Got it? Do you have to have chemistry with that guy? Yes or no? All right, well, we're going to skip her.
Yeah, you want to skip me. I'm sorry.
I was about to get the music on her. She just refused to answer the damn question. All right, last one, y'all. I want a guy who's got a big soulful heart.
True.
Yeah,
man.
True.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Say that again. You want a what?
This a man. This is a woman's point of view. I want a guy who's got a big, soulful heart.
Oh, nah, I'm pretty sure they probably like a big, thick dick. I mean, I bet a big, thick dick works with everything.
Now, I did that to ask y'all this. Do y'all think that guy exists? Do you think a guy can have all these qualities? One guy.
No.
Nobody thinks a guy can possess all these qualities.
No. I think they can do, but do they show those qualities? No.
All right, Waylo.
They can have them.
Yeah. All right, let me go to my man, Wayne. Waylo, do you think you possess all those qualities, bro?
Hell no.
At least you're honest with that shit. All right. Wick, what about you? You possess all those qualities?
Mm-mm.
All right. My man, Cass, what about you?
And then some.
Thank you. Fellas, y'all selling y'allself short.
I ain't selling myself short. I just ain't going to sit here and sell you no fairy tale. That's all that is. Because some of those things I don't want her to be generous with. Is she generous?
Yeah, that's certain things I know I ain't going to be able to do, man. So why lie about it? It's better. They say they want honesty first. I'd rather be honest with her.
So what you not going to do? Out of anything that they said, what you not going to do?
what was the last one? That chemistry.
That's what I mean. You could, a man can possess those qualities, just are they going to present them? That's just it. Will they present them? I believe any man can possess those qualities. It's just, are they going to present them?
You know what? Now I can go with you with that, because I feel like I got all those qualities, but I might not present all of them to you at once, but... Yeah, I got all of them, but it's just the fact, am I going to present them to you?
Exactly.
Well, I know I got them all.
Yeah, we know you got them. Old sucker for love, man.
Oh, I got them all, and whoever don't...
Know your role and shut your mouth!
All I got to say. I possess them all.
And Sunshine.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, that's good. I just wanted to recognize you.
Hey, I got a question. Why ain't nobody putting no pictures on SinCity.Spruce.com yet?
Then, baby.
You say that every week.
You know what?
I am busy. I've been having a busy, busy month.
But everybody,
you bullshit.
No, I'm not. I'm just busy.
Everybody got pictures on Facebook. Everybody put a new picture on Facebook.
Oh, no, not me. I don't do Facebook. I don't have Facebook at all. So I ain't got nothing on Facebook.
Come on, Lucius. Come on now.
I don't do Facebook. At least I said I would do y'all page. I just ain't had time to do it yet. I've been busy. I'm going to get it up there. I ain't had time to yet. I promise I'll get it up
there before
you.
Now, I tell you what, I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Wait.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
I'll have it up by next week, okay? I promise.
Next week? You've been a month now? You said next week?
Uh-huh.
trying to pay it.
I ain't even got no faith in you no more, Lucius. I ain't even got no faith in you.
I didn't say by tomorrow. I said by next week I'll have it up.
Man, I ain't even got no faith in you no more, man. I have much faith in you.
I'm sorry. I had a birthday this past weekend. I've been busy. Sorry.
LaFonda, why your pictures ain't up yet? Well, never mind. We know why LaFonda pictures ain't up. Way low than started some shit.
Whatever. My pictures are not up because I told you I couldn't get them up off my phone.
I'm just joking. You got to calm down, girl. There you go. Like, you're getting all emotional.
I'm not emotional at all because I can give a crap.
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit is changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. I suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
Is that what you said? Right. Wait, no.
What you said?
I said nothing bad. I ain't said nothing.
Y'all got
this what she told Waylo after Waylo didn't call her ass back the other night. Everybody just missed.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck your socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
First of all, it ain't even like that between us. I'm over it. It is what it is.
That's right. If I want to tell her, you didn't really like him anyway like that.
I mean, he was cute. He wasn't the kind of person in the world, but he was cute.
Damn.
Lost him then.
Damn. Way
I guess she did. That's fucked up.
Wait, what happened? She said you was cute.
I was cute. It don't matter.
She said he was cute. Because I ain't looking at him like that no more. Like, after he did that, my attraction for him kind of went.
So now she like,
wait,
hey,
just tell her like this, dog. Next time you see her.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, check this out, man. I'm in the G, so what's popping tonight? Where we at? Where we going?
I wanted to go to Tipsy Tuesdays.
You said what?
I wanted to go to Tipsy Tuesdays, but it's snowing outside.
What Tipsy Tuesdays at?
In Indianapolis.
Oh, shit, I'm in Gary tonight. Shit, I ain't in Indianapolis tonight.
I got a suggestion for you, dog. You can go check out the old spot.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
He's off the spot tonight. Peppy's popping tonight. My best friend, the DJ.
You say what?
I said Peppy's is popping tonight. My best friend is the DJ tonight.
There you go with your best friend. I get in there and be like, LaFonda said. She'd be like, who the fuck is LaFonda? Hey, get your motherfucking ass.
Whatever.
Go in there and get stabbed. DJ move.
I'm going there and get stabbed.
They be like, LaFonda, that's the motherfucker that put me on blast the other night. Hell no.
Whatever, I did not put my best friend on blast.
I'm just saying, LaFonda, you put everybody on blast that you fuck with.
No, I don't. It's plenty of dudes y'all don't even know that I know. Like, seriously.
I do have to agree with LaFonda.
We know they encounter.
Huh?
I said, we might not know their name, but we know their encounter.
No, you don't.
Shit, you told us. Like the fat dude who had the little dick.
never said his name.
It's not my fault. Look.
And we
I feel like this.
We know that's him.
Who?
The one we started DJing.
You with him. You would never see me with him, so it don't matter. You would never see me with him.
Okay, all right.
And why would I want to be, and like I told him, and that's what people don't understand, if my son's father is a deadbeat daddy, why would I want to be with another deadbeat-ass daddy who don't take care of his damn kids? That's like me being a hypocrite.
But you know what? That's all good.
Wait,
all good, but you shouldn't put it out there like that, though.
The father, let me see. Somebody going to whoop your ass when they catch you.
I'm too much worried about that one.
Like that?
And I told my son, me and my son's father been going at it all fucking day on Facebook, all fucking day over the phone. Like I told him, you made a fake-ass promise to my son, and I'm still pissed off about it. You shouldn't have did that. Today was his birthday. You should have kept it real with him and said you weren't coming to see him.
So, I mean, but you really got to put it on Facebook?
Yep, because he kept on saying, he was like, I love my son and all this other bullshit. It's like females be like, oh, that is so cute. If you really knew the truth. They always call me a hoe and this and that. You don't even know me. You know him. You don't know me. How about, eight both your baby mama's kids 8 months apart, and I had the first baby. She had the second baby.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
I've already done that one. It's just that every time I try to be civil with him, he does something stupid.
And y'all wonder why I'm not on Facebook. I choose not to be a character on that
Facebook is
on
that.
And I choose not to be a character. No, I don't
hear you.
It's not always like that.
Everybody
exactly.
I talk to that do Facebook is this drama.
But that's because
that's what
people do on there. Everybody don't do that. Everybody don't put
drama.
All that shit out there like that.
All the people that I know, they put drama out there. So therefore, the people that I would be communicating with is drama, and I ain't trying to be their character. Because I know them and I talk to them, then they would try to make me one of their characters. That's okay. I'm good.
Besides my business, I don't get into it with nobody on Facebook. I let them say whatever they got to say. If you don't like me, you don't like me. I feel like this. You can delete your ass off my page.
Yeah, but don't you think some of the stuff you say starts shit?
I feel like why should I have to censor what I say to people? Because don't nobody censor what the hell they got to say to me. When somebody want to spread a rumor about me, they don't censor that shit, do they?
Think about it like this. If you never posted what you posted, you wouldn't get all that bullshit back, would you?
Besides saying what I need to say to my son's father. Otherwise, I don't post other people's bullshit on my page because I care less. But when it's affecting my son, of course I'm going to post it and I'm going to say what I got to say. Either you like it or you don't. Two fingers, deuces.
But why? Why you just can't take that problem up with your baby's father? Why do you have to put
it out there
for everybody else?
I did up until he called me a bitch and said he wants to slap the 9 lady juice out of my mouth.
Wow. Well, do you wonder why? You wonder why he said that? Because you're putting all this shit on the motherfucking on the internet. That's why.
He don't do shit.
I would do the same thing.
So you think it's okay that he don't pay child support? He don't do shit.
No. I'm not saying that.
He said if I can kill my baby mama and get away with it, I would.
I say that every day, but don't nobody know.
Sure, I said that 5 minutes ago.
I thought about 2 minutes ago myself.
I'm trying to calm the fuck down. Hell, I thought about it 10 minutes ago.
He put it on Facebook, though. He put it on Facebook. See, he had 118 comments on it, and his sister, the main ringleader, hollered out, I'll help you take
I want to kill Liz anyway. I don't like her.
What the fuck don't you need?
LaFonda, the thing is, he's a Facebook dad. That's what he is. So just let it go. You don't have to comment because he comments. Just let it go.
I deleted his ass off my page, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with the drama no more. You don't want to take care of your son, that's fine. Somebody else will take your damn place. And left it at that.
Not if you're a badass kid. Ain't nobody going to take care of no badass kids.
Because
I mean, LaFonda, it's like he told you earlier. Sooner or later, somebody's going to hurt you behind that bullshit.
Well, if they quit talking crazy to me and quit doing stupid shit to me, why is it okay for people to do negative shit to me? But the minute I put them out there, I feel like this: if you didn't do it and you didn't let everybody know you did it, what's the point? If everybody already know you did it, why am I wrong for putting it out there? Just ignore it. Everybody already knew how you fucked me over because you let everybody know you fucked me over.
Well, it sounds like you bitter. It sounds like you're the bitter one.
No, I feel like
it does. That's how it sounds.
Okay.
It sounds like you mad because you got played. You got played. That was your fault. That wasn't his fault. He played you. Your fault is you allowed yourself to get played. So you can't blame him. You have to blame yourself. You allowed it.
Really? Listen to what you just said.
No.
So it's okay for a man to dog women out. Basically, that's what you're saying.
They do it all the
way. You allow it. You let it
happen. Only gonna do what you allow him to do. He only going
to
do what you allow him to do.
That's why I keep to myself. This is why I don't let men in. This is why I just be like, fuck off. This is why I was so quiet. Y'all notice, like, I had changed trying to come out of my box. But fuck that, I can go back in the box and say, fuck all men.
See, Waylo, you fucked it up for everybody else, man.
I ain't fucked up, shit.
He didn't do nothing to me. I just felt like he didn't do nothing to me. Like, at the end of the day, I can actually say he didn't do nothing to me. He was a complete gentleman. Like, he didn't try nothing. He was a complete gentleman. I just didn't like what he did, like how he did it, how he chose to handle the situation when he could have just said we could be. But otherwise, he was a complete gentleman. I don't have a problem with
it. But that's between y'all. That ain't got nothing to do with the million motherfuckers that's on Facebook. That's you and his personal business.
What are you talking about? I didn't talk about him on Facebook.
No, I'm talking about your. I'm talking about your baby's father.
Man, fuck
that's
him.
You and his. That's you
I've
and his.
I've been nice too long. And I've been nice. I haven't said nothing about him on Facebook until today. When he pissed me the fuck off, when he made that fake-ass promise to my son, that's when I went off on him. I couldn't no more. I've been holding 7 years.
Can I ask you a
question?
7 whole years
of frustration.
How old is your son? How old is your son?
7.
7. So he don't see none of this on Facebook, right?
Nope.
So, I mean, all this is—I mean, it's frivolous. You don't see it.
Technically,
it's
not.
No,
because I wanted him to know, like the shit you do. I had to—he wasn't the one who told my son, "Oh, I'm not coming." I had to do it, and then it makes me look like the bad guy because my son don't get mad at him. He gets mad at me. He sees him as the person's father. He sees me as the whole. It's your fault. I mean, that's how he feels.
Look,
I can't agree with that. That does happen. The kid probably would be mad at you, but still.
Okay, you know what? Let me break this down for you, LaFonda. I'm going to break this down for you, especially when it comes to boys, because I was that same kid. Father Time was that same kid. I mean, everybody, we all was that same kid. We was all that same kid that thought that daddy was perfect and mama was imperfect. But the older you get, you will see it. I mean, you just got to have patience.
Y'all don't know how this shit feels to hear my son tell me, "Mom, why my daddy don't come around? Mom, what did I do for my daddy not to come around?" You don't know how this shit feels. At the end of the day,
Hold on, LaFonda. What we telling you,
Hold on,
because I've been going through that. My son is 8. When I divorced his dad didn't want to have shit to do with him because he trying to get back at me. But in the long run, my son know that I'm here for him.
Right, that's all you got to do is just be there for him. I mean, long as you there for him, your son going to see it. Like,
believe me, he going to see it.
And
he's going to see it.
Dudes go through it, too. Because my ex-wife, she ain't shit. My daughter know that. She only 6 years old. So, like I said, kids will know that shit on the long run.
Because
she be mad as hell when she got to go back to her mama's house.
Right, exactly. Like, man, I just took my kids home. I had my kids all weekend. My kids didn't want to go home. They did not want to go home. They wanted to stay with me.
Kids know that shit.
Right, trust me. They know what's going on. But now, LaFonda, I'm going to tell you, when you play that tit for tat game, you confuse the kids. I'm going to tell you, my mother never said nothing bad about my dad. Not one time.
I don't say nothing bad about my son
in front of him, ever. Just hit me out. See, I mean, regardless to Facebook, when you're feeding into it with that Facebook shit. Now, my mother, she never said one thing bad. She, hey, Wick, Father Time, they'll tell you. We all went through the same thing. Fuck it. We gonna let y'all find out on y'all own. You know what I'm saying? We all was that kid that was like, Ma, you won't let us see our daddy. All right, fine. Motherfucker, hey, I'm going to step back and I'm going to let you. And trust me, it's been many a days that Wick sat on his porch waiting on his daddy. It's been many a days Father Time sat on his porch waiting on his daddy. And it's been many a times the cat sat on his porch waiting on his daddy. I know this for a fact because we all sat there together. All of us sat there
right.
Each other looking stupid because them motherfuckers never came. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't get discouraged. I mean, because trust and believe. I'm telling you, it's going to make him love you that much more. Trust me. Don't get discouraged right now because in the long run, trust me, that boy going to love. He gonna love everything about you. In his eyes, you gonna be the Messiah. And there's nothing that you can do wrong. I don't give a damn. You could probably smoke crack and he still be like, no, that's my mama and she's the greatest. You know what I'm saying? You can't, hey, but when you get to, because I'm gonna tell you, when you get to doing that, you're gonna start having evil thoughts. I'm telling you. So just sit back, relax, let that man do what the fuck he gonna do.
Because all you do is hurt yourself.
Like, motherfuckers been going through this shit way before you started.
Yeah, so LaFonda.
Just let him hang himself, because that's all he's doing. He just let him hang himself. You don't have to do nothing. He'll do it on his own. And you're
hey,
trying to see it when he get older.
Listen to the women on the show. Listen to the women on the show. We didn't have these topics too many times. I didn't hear Sunshine say it. I didn't hear Janine say it. Lucia's telling you right now. I mean, these women know. I mean, shit. Listen to the women on the show. They telling you the fucking truth. If you don't want to believe us men, listen to the women on the show.
Hold on. LaFonda?
Huh?
LaFonda. Don't listen to the women.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father, I'm going to be your friend, I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
You got to believe in me, man.
Yeah,
I had to try to lighten it up, y'all.
I just want to protect him from, like, heartache. That's all. It's just... I want to
know
how I felt as a kid.
Girls, I'll get you a bottle of Moscato and say, fuck them, girl.
just don't feed into that stuff, because all you're doing
I mean,
is
and you know, right, and I know it hurt because you seeing your child hurt, but, I mean, that's what he going to have to see in order for him to know that his daddy ain't shit. You ain't going to have to say nothing. My son is 8. When I asked him, did he want to go to see his daddy last summer, he was like, no. I said, you don't want to go see your daddy and your grandparents? He was like, no, I want to stay here with you, mama.
And I didn't make my baby go. His grandparents mad at me right now to this day because I wouldn't make him come, telling me, well, you the adult. Yes, I am the adult. And my decision is my child don't have to do what he don't want to.
There you go. Exactly. When you, I'm trusting. Like, we all got to it. Once we all got around each other, we all seen, okay, man, we all going through the same thing. Shit. We didn't want to break out. We didn't want to break up with each other for the summer. Shit. Me and father time with, shit. And none of us want to go with our daddy. Shit, fuck it. When we, hey, when the opportunity was there, you motherfuckers didn't come get us, so fuck it.
That is true. That's a true story. We all sat right there. Because he stayed two doors down from me. I'll be sitting on my porch waiting. He's sitting on his porch waiting. And we looking at each other like, fuck it. Let's go in the back. Let's go to the little house.
Exactly. That's the, and that's what we did.
So, you know, you got to let your kids just let them grow up and he'll see what's going on.
Yep. As soon as they recognize what the problem is and they figured out the problem ain't you, then that's when they'll start realizing, you know, who's the bad guy, who's the good guy.
Mm-hmm. As long as you keep playing that Facebook game with him, you know he got you. Long
that's
as you
why I said I deleted him. I just went in to delete him because he kept on saying, yeah, we still sleeping together. I ain't touched that man in 7 years, and I'm not finna touch him. It's just that when it comes to my baby, you don't play. Don't play with me. When it comes to that, I don't play.
You know what, LaFonda, I hear what you're saying, and for all practical purposes, you're right, but you sit there saying, don't play with me, don't play with me. Fonda, you playing into his game. You know what I'm
ain't
saying?
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
It bothers him more if you ignore him.
You can't make him do nothing he don't want to do.
That's true.
Exactly. It'll bother him more if you ignore him. The more you ignore him, the
yeah.
more he'll get bothered.
You know what
wonder,
I did?
What's wrong with us?
I was friends with my ex-husband on Facebook so that he could see the pictures that I posted of our son. But he don't do nothing for my child, so I unfriended him and took down all the pictures. You don't get to see your child. If you can't do what you're supposed to, you can't. And I don't even ask for money. I ask that he call his child because we stay over 400
exactly.
miles away from him. You can't call your child.
Exactly.
You don't need to see him. Don't be posting pictures talking about, that's my son, I love my son. You get nothing.
Exactly.
You get nothing. You can't call me because I changed my number now.
And I had
his
to let
father
him know,
has
like,
my number.
I had to sit there and let him know. I was like, if you did not know for these little stupid baby daddies, I said, if you don't pay your child support when they small, when they turn 24 and they out of school and stuff like that, I said, their child support don't go to their child. They go straight to the mama. I don't have to give it to him.
All right, hey, well, LaFonda, let me ask you something. And I want to ask this question. You still got feelings for that man?
I can't stand him.
And okay, I understand you can't stand him. Because I have my baby
mama.
I'm not
in love with him. I'm not in love with him. I don't have.
Then I can't stand you, but I can still hit it.
No, me and him have not had sex in 7 years since we created my son.
And is that by your choice or his?
That's about my choice. Trust me, he tries. He feel like the rule is if I got a baby, why you hit it whenever I feel like it? That's a lie.
Yeah, why do y'all feel like that?
I don't feel like that. Hell, I hope my baby mama go play in rush hour traffic shit.
I mean, technically, I feel like that because I got good dick, but I don't know.
Wow.
I ain't never touching mine.
Hold on, let me take the mic. I'm sorry, let me take that back, y'all. Let me take that back. I got great dick, that's all. I feel that way.
I mean,
they be so evil too about it. If you don't give them to them, they just treat you like you ain't shit.
Like you, I've
never
seen that
ball.
What do they do this shit at?
They do it in Gary, likely in Gary, a lot in Gary.
I've seen it a lot in here because I've had plenty of dudes say I'm still tagging my baby mama, and I be looking at them like, really?
Hell no.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna ever hear me say that shit.
If I get my ex in the bed with me, it's gonna be like a fatal instinct type deal.
I tell you what. If my baby's mama was in the bed and on side of me, it would be some choking going on.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be plenty of choking. I'm gonna be moaning while I'm choking too.
Right.
Well, you like this shit? You like it? Love it?
I hate her fucking guts.
Now you know how I feel about
my
mother. I can't stand his ass.
I had my daughter, that bitch hate me.
Me and my daughter was together Saturday, and she asked me. She said, "Why do you hate my mama so much?" And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if I should say what I really felt, because you know this is a mother, or if I kind of beat around the bush with it. You know, I didn't tell her the real truth. I told her like
I had my kids with me, and they said. My daughter said the best thing that could have happened is that you and my mama broke up.
Oh.
I said, why did you say that? She said, because you too damn strict. If you were still around, we couldn't do shit. My daughter said shit. They couldn't do shit if I was still around. So they like, yeah. It's cool to come with you on the weekends, but we stay at home and with mama.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, what do you say though? I mean, how can you? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to react to that kind of question.
What do you tell a 6-year old when they ask you, "How come my sisters don't look like me?"
I mean, my sister.
I have no idea. I don't know what I would say.
What they got?
That ain't my kid. Shit.
Not her father.
I was fucking saying, that ain't my kid.
Yeah, but you say that, but then you know, she come back with that kid answer. But why?
Well, I've always been honest with my kids, so.
Because your mama was loving somebody else. She was in love with somebody else.
Waylo, this is what you tell her. This is what you tell her, Waylo. When she asks you that question, the next time she asks you that question, you tell her, go play.
That's what I told her. I was like, don't go back in your room.
Right, go play.
Waylo, this is what you do. You point to the water holes and be like, "That's what your mama was."
Oh no!
No, don't do that, man.
I can't do that. She's 6, and it's bad enough. She see her mama do a lot of shit, so I ain't trying to have her do that. I'm just saying.
Y'all so ignorant.
Oh, man, y'all is wrong.
Don't tell her mama a hoe, man.
She gonna go home. Mama, my daddy say you a hoe.
She already told her that I called her a bitch in the water hole.
Oh, goodness.
She already went back and told her I called her a bitch.
Damn.
You called your baby mama a bitch to the baby?
Yeah, she heard me talking to my old man and shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shut up, nigga. We all done did it. We all done said that bitch, I mean, that your papa just tripping.
I try not to say nothing bad about it. I used to, but now I just let it all go now. I used to try to save her from that shit. But you know what I'm saying? But she come back and be like, "Well, my mama said, what your mom said, what?"
no, this is what really happened. You know what I'm saying? I tell her the truth then.
Oh, yeah. You got to. At that point, you just be like, well, fuck, really happened.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to come back up when she gets a little older. You know, I explain to her when she gets older. But, you know, when they say seven, they ask, like, 20 questions in one.
Hey, you tell her, go play then. Go play.
That's right. Go play.
Go play.
I know when my daughters look, I used to ask, you want to come live with me? All I got to do is just figure out how to kill your mom and get away with it. Make that happen.
Oh, wow.
As soon as I figure out a way to do it, you're going to make that shit happen. Come live with me.
I love my baby mamas. I would never try to kill them. Hint, hint.
Liar.
Right, hint.
I learned past on fire.
I'm going to put it on Sin City, and I'm going to say that I love my baby mamas. I will never try to kill them.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anything happened to them about, like, they get pushed in front of a moving car, I had nothing to do with it because I love my baby mamas, and I will never want to hurt them.
All right, Obama.
Okay, you pouring it on a little too thick.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to do it.
Let me give you the Republican answer. Fuck that bitch.
That's it. Republicans talk like that.
That's a
Republican answer. Fuck her. I hope she die 3 times.
Oh, wow.
All right. We got to end this show. On that note, we finna end this show.
The show. All right, let's talk with Janine. You got any last words for us, sweetheart?
Yes, LaFonda, there's no crying on Sin City.
My bad. I was just angry today.
But good show, everybody. Nice talking to you. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Outstanding. Sunshine, what do I? How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm
doing good.
How was your day?
It was great.
It was wonderful.
That was very nice to hear. Do you have any last words for us now?
Yes, LaFonda, you do not give nobody that much power over you at all.
And it was
a good show. It was great. It was wonderful. It was marvelous. It always is.
I'm sorry, Sunshine. I apologize.
I apologize for my outburst.
Waylo, my man.
What's good,
man?
That's
for us, bro.
Panties.
Huh?
I said she got you in some panties.
Yeah, man, I'm scared of her, man. I'm scared of her.
I'm just curious, that's all. Well, yeah, y'all know what it is. Waylo, what'd you say?
You got to go back and archive some of them shows, man. Then you'd understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Her scares me. Okay, that word for dog?
Yeah, Waylo219, who's your boy, ENT.com. We got the show with Donnie from Make Another Band, Season 4, Club 83, February 24th. We got some tickets. $10 through me, $15 at the door.
There you go. Make Another Band. Lucius, you got any last words for us?
Oh, great show. I'll holler again tomorrow. Keep your head up, LaFonda. Don't let that man worry you. You'll be all right.
There you go. LaFonda, you got any last words?
It was a good show. Thank you for the advice. I'm going to take it to the fullest and just let it go.
Just let it go. Let it go. Nick, you got your last words, dog?
Great show, y'all. LaFonda, keep your head up, baby girl. All
right, you got any last words for us, dog?
Yeah. LaFonda, go on, let Father Time rub you down. But SinCity.Spruce.com. Waylo, I got to do that interview tomorrow, man. I'm in the G. Let me do that interview tomorrow, man. I'm in the G. Hey, dude, let's do this. Let's go. Let's get it out. I'm drunk.
All right, y'all. We out of here.
I'm drunk in the G.
Huh?
All right, y'all, we out here. LaFonda, one question for you before we go.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
And we out. Peace, love, and head grease tomorrow, y'all.